Hi, I am Henry Rayanga, founder of Christian Leaders Institute. Welcome to the Wedding Minister Course. This course is built around one simple but powerful distinction. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant. That sentence will guide us throughout this course. A wedding ceremony is beautiful. There may be music, flowers, family, photographs, vows, rings, and celebration. But beneath all of that, is something sacred. A bride and groom are standing before God, before witnesses, and before one another to enter a covenant of marriage. The wedding minister must see more than the event. The wedding minister must see the covenant. In Genesis 2:24 WEB, Scripture says, "Therefore a man will leave his father and his mother and will join with his wife, and they will be one flesh." This passage does not present marriage as a casual arrangement. It presents marriage as God's design, leaving, joining, and becoming one flesh. Jesus returns to this creation foundation in Matthew 19:4-6 web, where he says, "Haven't you read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female and said, 'For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, so that they are no more two but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, don't let man tear apart.'" That is holy ground. A wedding minister serves the bride and groom as embodied souls before God. The bride is not merely a participant in a ceremony. She comes as an organic female image bearer before God. The groom is not merely someone standing beside her in formal clothing. He comes as an organic male image bearer before God. Together, they prepare to become wife and husband in Christian covenant marriage. That means wedding ministry is not merely about reading a script correctly. It is about serving real people with real stories, real hopes, real fears, real families, real histories, and real spiritual needs. A wedding minister asks deeper questions. Are the bride and groom prepared to make vows before God? Do they understand that marriage is more than romance? Are they entering covenant freely, honestly, and faithfully? Are there family pressures, unresolved wounds, or red flags that require wisdom? Does this couple need more preparation, pastoral care, mentoring, coaching, or referral before the wedding day? The wedding minister does not need to be a licensed counselor, attorney, or therapist. In fact, a faithful wedding minister must know the limits of the role. But the wedding minister does need spiritual maturity, biblical clarity, practical wisdom, and a heart for marriage ministry. The Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians 5:21 WEB, "Subjecting yourselves to one another in the fear of Christ." Christian marriage is not domination. It is not selfish romance. It is not merely a private contract. It is covenant life under Christ, shaped by love, sacrifice, honor, and faithfulness. So as we begin this course, I invite you to examine your calling. Are you interested in weddings because ceremonies are beautiful? Are you interested because someone asked you? Are you interested because you see a ministry opportunity? Or is God calling you to serve Christian marriage more deeply? A wedding minister is called to serve before, during, and after the wedding. Before the wedding, the minister helps the bride and groom prepare. During the wedding, the minister leads with reverence and clarity. After the wedding, the minister may encourage the couple toward Christian marriage growth, local church connection, mentoring, prayer, and discipleship. The wedding day is not the finish line. It is the public beginning of covenant life. As you move through this course, keep this sentence close. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant. May God form you into a faithful servant of bride, groom, covenant, ceremony, family, and marriage under Christ.